Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Thursday, February 2, 2012. Florida PSC enhances public access and participation in Progress Energy Florida settlement agreement process. Florida's Public Service Commission will consider the Progress Energy Florida settlement agreement, proposing January 2013 rate changes on February 20th to accommodate the utility's request for an expedited review. Because of Progress Energy Florida's broad agreement requests, the PSC is taking additional steps to ensure an open and transparent public process. Public participation is always an integral part of the PSC decision-making process, said PSC Chairman Ronald A. Brisset. Because of the unprecedented nature of this particular case, we're taking extraordinary steps to ensure the public has the opportunity to provide input in the PSC process of reviewing this agreement. The public can participate during the hearing. PSC staff will be available before the hearing begins to sign up customers who want to comment. Customers can also comment in writing by emailing contact@psc.state.fl.us and referencing docket number 120022. Additionally, for this petition only, the PSC is allowing public computer access to depositions and discovery in dockets affected by the agreement. Computer access is available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday through February 17th, at the PSC's Office of Commission Clerk, located in the Betty Easley Conference Center, 4075 Esplanade Way, Tallahassee. Further information in the affected dockets is available on the Commission's website, www.floridapsc.com. Select the Dockets menu and enter the docket number. Progress Energy Florida's proposed agreement is comprehensive since it seeks to resolve many Progress Energy Florida issues currently before or about to be before the Commission. The agreement increases base rates by $150 million, sets and keeps residential nuclear cost recovery at $3.45 per 1,000 kilowatt hours for 5 years, removes the Crystal River 3 nuclear plant from customer rates until it's either repaired or decommissioned, and refunds $288 million in fuel and purchased power costs for Crystal River 3 over 5 years. Parties to the agreement include the Office of Public Counsel, the Florida Industrial Power Users Group, the Florida Retail Federation, White Springs Agriculture Chemicals Incorporated, and the federal executive agencies. The February 20th hearing will begin at 1 p.m. or immediately following a previously scheduled hearing on another matter, whichever occurs later, at the Betty Easley Conference Center. The hearing will continue on Wednesday, February 22nd, if needed. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.